Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to Lake Night here on News Talk 830 WCCO. The next guest that we have on the show, a great guy. I've known him since around 2006, 2007. And I met him because, well, if you're a friend of Dark Stars, he introduced you to some amazing people, some really cool people, especially when it comes to in the sports world, as well as the fine folks at Canterbury Park. But our next guest to talk from Canterbury Park, media relations manager Jeff Madej, he joins us because Canterbury Park is starting up their season in just a couple of weeks, Kentucky Oaks Day on May the 3rd, which leads into the following day, which is the Kentucky Derby Saturday. And Jeff's going to tell us about maybe a few things that they got going on, but overall, we need to talk about some of the horses as well. Hey, Jeff, we appreciate the time this Friday night.
Well, Henry, always good to be on WCCO. And you're right, Dark Star was kind of like the sun, and we were the planets revolving around it, and occasionally we'd crash into each other. And it was always, he brought some people together that would probably never have met otherwise. And although you gravitated to the racetrack anyway, so we were bound to meet each other at some point.
Absolutely, man, and I appreciate everything that you've done for me throughout the years and all the support that I've gotten from Canterbury Park. But, you know, another racing season upon us in just a couple of weeks. What does it feel like for you, man, as we get embarked on, what, the 25th year for Canterbury Park?
25th season, and I remember year one. I started working at Canterbury in 1994 when the Samsons and Dale Shinian bought the racetrack. And, you know, people, you tell people, I'm working at Canterbury, and they'd say, well, that's great, but next year you'll be looking for a new job. And 25 years later, here we are. I'm still there, and we're all still racing. So it is quite a milestone to celebrate. So we'll open May 3rd. 6 o'clock will be first post, then we come right back the next morning and run at 12:45 on Derby Day. And Derby Day is really probably one of the most enjoyable days of the season, not just because it's opening day, but because you get a lot of people that come to the racetrack, and maybe it's their only time at the track that year, but they're all there for one purpose, and it's to pick the winner of the Kentucky Derby.
No question about it. And let me say this. Let me ask you, if you're talking, you're speaking right now on the radio to those out there that they've known about Canterbury Park, but they haven't necessarily made the trek down 169 to be a part of, you know, going and seeing live racing. For those out there that are thinking about it, that want to get sold or bought into coming out there and experience what live horse racing is all about, what would you say to those people listening in the audience right now?
Well, Derby Day is a good way to be introduced to Canterbury Park, and it is. The fans go all out. They're dressed to the nines. So we have, you know, we have hat contests. We'll have the best dressed couple contest. We've got the red carpet where you can walk down the red carpet. And so it's really, we pretend that we're in Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. And I would guess over the past few years, we've probably averaged around 17,000 fans. Fills the building, fills the apron. And it really is a celebration. Now, we're going to run 66 days. We run through September 14th. So there's a lot of opportunity to get to the track, but just enjoying the sport. And I think you got into it a little bit that way too, Henry. It's where you can go out to the paddock and look at the horses and go down to the racetrack apron and watch the race and get down right down at the wire at the finish line and watch the horses come thundering by. And that's really what gets you hooked on this sport, I think. It's just the beauty of it. And of course you can place a wager and maybe leave with more money than you walked in the door. And that's not true of any other sporting event.
And it's not just about the horses too. It's if a person's out there and they want to get into the card playing game as well, they could go do that as well at Canterbury Park.
Yeah. Card casinos open 24/7. If you like to play poker, you can step in there. For those that have been to the track before, you're going to see a pretty major facelift on the grandstand level. We blew out the south wall, and put in a big glass entry. So we have another grand entry into the card casino. So when you walk into the grandstand on the way to the track, glance to your right, and you're going to see right into the card room. And I think that's going to be a pretty cool addition because it was kind of hidden back there, Henry. If you didn't know there was a card casino behind those walls, behind the wall of tellers, you might not have ever gotten in there. Now you're going to look right into it. So you can step in and play blackjack, play poker. We've got a nice new restaurant in there called the Trifecta Cafe, and middle of May we'll be opening a chop house, a little Chicago chop house. So there really is something for everyone at the track.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by that because when I went to the website and I saw Little Chicago Chop House and it says opening May 16th and it says introducing Little Chicago Chop House, a new home for specialty cocktails and thick steaks. Yeah, I'm sold, Jeff. You don't have to worry about me making an appearance, my friend.
Well, you and I will have to have a thick steak out there as soon as we get that open some night during the races.
I'm with you, man. We're talking to Jeff Madej from Canterbury Park, the media relations manager here on Late Night on News Talk 830 WCCO. Oh, by the way, am I eligible to be a part of the best dress?
Absolutely. Come on out. We'll get you. We got to get that selfie on the red carpet. Shoot that out there, and we'll maybe wear a hat. You could win the hat contest.
I don't have a selfie stick though.
Well, you don't need one. Just use your arm. Reach as far as you can. The kids do. I think the selfie sticks, I think, are banned everywhere now. So you got to just rely on your arm, Henry.
Oh, man. All right, let's get to the race itself that's going to draw a lot of people out there that weekend, opening weekend for Canterbury Park, and that would be the Kentucky Derby that Saturday, the 4th. We're going to talk to you every Friday night, actually, the next couple of Fridays leading up to everything that's going on with the Derby. And I want to pick out a couple of horses tonight specifically that I want your thoughts and opinions on, because people out there that are listening are saying, okay, I'm going to go out to Canterbury Park. I want to be a part of the atmosphere. I want to be a part of the party. But who are some of the names and who are some of the horses that are going to be a part of the Derby this year? And the first horse that I want to ask you about is Omaha Beach. Now, Omaha Beach is a horse that has really stepped it up here in the last month and a half in the way that that horse has ran at Oaklawn Park. Tell everybody out there in the listening audience a little bit about Omaha Beach.
You know, Omaha Beach is a three-year-old, and these are all three-year-olds in the Derby, that took a while to break his maiden to get his first victory. He started out, he's trained by Richard Mandela, who's a well-respected trainer on the West Coast. But his first three races last year came on the turf course, on the grass course, so they weren't really thinking Derby probably with this horse. They were going to try it on the turf. He had, he lost, I think, by a nose and a neck in two of those starts. Came off of a layoff, ran second in a dirt maiden race, and then he won his next three races. He broke his maiden. They shipped him from California to Arkansas to run in the Grade 2 Rebel Stakes. He won that one by a nostril and then won the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby in very impressive fashion. So impressive that Mike Smith, a name that Canterbury veterans might know. Mike Smith is a Hall of Fame rider. He's won more Breeders' Cup races than any other jockey. He's won the Derby twice. He had his option of riding Omaha Beach or riding for Bob Baffert and riding a horse named Roadster. He decides that, and keep in mind, he won the Triple Crown last year on Justify riding for Bob Baffert. He tells Bob, sorry, I'm not riding Roadster. I'm riding Omaha Beach for Dick Mandela. So that alone tells you something. The jockeys are in it to win. And Mike Smith thinks Omaha Beach might be his best option. So I think you've got to – they call him Big Money Mike for a reason. He finds the winner's circle on big days.
No question about it. Do you think that Omaha Beach is the favorite right now of the horses that people are looking at the top of that Kentucky Derby points board?
I do think so. Off of that Arkansas Derby win, he got a good speed figure, which a lot of people will look at. And the fact that Mike Smith goes there, I certainly think is going to – he's probably, depending on the post position draw, we won't know – there's 20 horses in this race, Henry. It's unlike any other American race. They'll draw the Tuesday before the Derby where they draw post positions to determine which gate the horse is going to start in. That might have a little bit to do with who the morning line favorite is, but I would say right now, if there was a future book, Omaha Beach would be the favorite at this moment, yes.
All right, speaking of trainer Bob Baffert, because he's always got great horses, you mentioned Roadster. I want to ask you about Roadster. Mike Smith not going to be riding Roadster. He's going to be riding Omaha Beach, like you just mentioned. But tell me a little bit about Roadster. That is one of the horses that I have actually not seen race.
Well, Roadster, he won the Santa Anita Derby, with Mike Smith on. So it's not like Mike Smith said this horse has no shot at winning any. This horse won the biggest race on the West Coast, the Santa Anita Derby, and I thought he won it pretty impressive with a little bit of a wide trip. Now, just before that, he had come off of a fairly long layoff. Had not raced for 6 months. He raced at Del Mar last summer, and then did not come back until March 1st, where he ran in an allowance type race and won that easily, and then went on to the Santa Anita Derby. It was 3-1 and dropped well off the pace, and then just came flying on. Mike Smith took the horse wide and kind of drew away at the end. So Roadster has some upside. This is a horse that's only run 4 times in his career. Omaha Beach, conversely, has run 7 times. So I don't think we've found the bottom of Roadster yet. I think there's a lot more there. And he's got that kind of tracking speed where he can sit on or off the pace. So when you factor that in, Bob Baffert with a horse that just won the biggest three-year-old race on the West Coast, and the horse can sit right off the pace, you have to think that Roadster is going to be probably the second choice in the morning line, I would guess.
All right, the final horse that we'll ask you about tonight, and then we'll check in with you next Friday night about some of the other horses, but War of Will. Now, this is the horse that I had been paying attention to that was running well at the fairgrounds and in Louisiana, and I still do like the horse. Did not run well in his last outing, but your thoughts on War of Will, a horse that he's got good speed, can seem somewhat be, I think, tactical is the way that I would describe it. But what do you think about War of Will?
That's another one that War of Will last year as a two-year-old ran four times on the turf. They thought this was a turf horse, and it ran well. It won. It ran second, I think, in a graded stake early in its career on the turf. When they came back in 2019, they decided that the horse would be a dirt horse after it broke its maiden on the dirt at Churchill Downs last fall. So it came right off of a layoff, won the Grade 3 LeCompte, and that's a Derby prep race where horses earn points to get to the Kentucky Derby. And that it did it in the fashion just sitting right behind the leaders, and then when it was asked to run, he ran. Won the Risen Star, and then went off at 4-5. This was the prohibitive odds-on favorite in the Louisiana Derby. And here's what worries me about War of Will a little bit, Henry. There's going to be traffic in the Kentucky Derby. It's 20 horses. You're going to get jostled around. And it seemed like War of Will, when he didn't have it his way,
yep,
and he got pushed a little bit to the back, to mid-pack, and then even further to the back of the pack, did not look comfortable at all. So maybe it was a learning experience for this horse, but I didn't see the confidence in an athlete that I would want to see when you know he's going to the biggest race of his career. So War of Will, I think, is going to be a big, big price. If you land there, Henry, and you're right, you will get paid.
That's the voice of Jeff Madej from Canterbury Park. Hey, when it comes to Canterbury Park, I love being out there over the course of the summer and throughout the racing season, whether it's pizza and pasta, whether it's the Chalk Pub, everything about Canterbury Park. And look, let's be honest. The biggest thing about Canterbury Park is me cashing tickets. That's the biggest thing about it. But everything that's going on in Canterbury Park, we're going to be talking to Jeff Madej every Friday here coming up to the Kentucky Derby. We'll talk to you next Friday, Jeff, and we'll dive more into some of the horses that will be a part of the race.
Absolutely. The picture gets clearer and clearer as we approach Derby Day, so we'll know more next week.
All right. Take care, Jeff.
Thanks, Henry.
All right. That's Jeff Madej from Canterbury Park, Media Relations Manager here on Lake Night. I love the horses. Do you ever go out to Canterbury? Are you a horse racing guy? Are you a card player? Anything about the track that you like?
I would not say I'm a horse racing guy, but I have been to Canterbury for maybe two or three or a handful of horse races, and I had a ton of fun.
It's a great time.
Yeah, you go out there, you know, they give you a kind of a cheat sheet. You know what it's called.
Yep.
It gives you an idea of who's racing and what the odds are and a little bit of basics of how to bet. And we just had a blast out there following different horses. And you can sit up in the stands or you can walk right next down the track down there and see the horses and what's going on, like right up close. And that's super cool.
And it's the perfect spot if you have a group of friends. You just want to go out on a Friday night and just hang out. It's the best place to go.
Yep. Yep.
Absolutely.
And it's not a thing where you just sit in your seat for the entire time and you're kind of like cooped up in one spot.
Walk around.
You can move around the facility. It's great. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Coming up next, a friend of the show. His name is Pastor Paul. He's going to join us because it sounds like he has a bone to pick with Rocco Baldelli. We get to that next year on Lake Night.